In Boston today, fresh evidence that the Archdiocese of Boston was aware some priests were abusing parishioners and did little to prevent future incidents. Lawyers for victims of sexual abuse released the documents. This is a tense week for Boston Catholics. Last night, the Archdiocese said it was moving closer to filing for bankruptcy protection. Reporter Monica Brady-Meyerhoff is following the story. Monica, lawyers for the victims are reviewing the files of dozens of priests, but today they released just one file. What's so significant about this particular file?
Well, this file links Father James D. Foley sexually with a woman who died, possibly of an overdose. In it, there's a handwritten note from a meeting that apparently included Cardinal Law, and it says Foley had two or three children with a married woman in the 1960s. And at some point in time, it's unclear when, he was with her when she fainted. The notes say he got dressed, left, came back, and called 911. The notes then say she died, and it seems from the notes that all this happened on the same day. But there's no indication anywhere in the file that church officials told police about this incident, even though in the notes from the meeting, they say when this meeting happened in 1993, they say that the church concerns were, quote, scandal issue and, quote, criminal activity, question mark. The lawyers for the alleged victims turned over this information to the police today. And Father Foley, who, according to his personnel file, has had several female lovers, was taken out of ministry in 1994 and determined to be unstable and highly charged sexually, but was put back in ministry just a year later and is serving to this day as assistant pastor in Salem, a town north of Boston. And today he denied the accusations of any wrongdoing.
There have been no public allegations against Father Foley, apparently. Why did the church turn over this file to the victims' lawyers? Seems like exactly what they might have been looking for.
Well, the lawyers say they think the Archdiocese mistakenly included his file in their request for another Father Foley who has a different middle initial.
Monica, all of this is happening against the backdrop of a possible bankruptcy filing. This would be the first time a Catholic diocese in the U.S. filed for protection from its creditors. How close is the Archdiocese of Boston to taking that step?
The attorneys for the alleged victims had set a deadline of by the end of today for the Archdiocese to make its intentions clear, whether it was going to file or continue negotiating a settlement. But there's been no response yet from the Archdiocese as to whether it will file. And just because Cardinal Bernard Law has permission from the committee that oversees the finances of the Archdiocese, he still can't file for Chapter 11 until he gets approval from the Vatican. So it's unclear if and when it will happen.
What does this mean for the 400 alleged victims of abuse who haven't yet reached a settlement with the diocese?
Well, they tell me they feel they're in limbo. Some alleged victims believe the church is publicly threatening bankruptcy as a ploy to scare them into settling these cases more quickly and possibly for less money. One told me today that the church should just file and get it over with or stop talking about it. And if the Archdiocese does file, it would mean all litigation would be frozen.
Monica, it's been a week in which the revelations, I think, boil down to the word lurid. Now comes this other one today. What is the laity saying about these disclosures?
Well, the largest group of lay Catholics, Voice of the Faithful, which is based in Boston and says it has 25,000 members worldwide, is for the first time asking its members if they think Cardinal Law should resign. Now, that's a deterioration of their relations with the group, with Cardinal Law, because they met with him 2 weeks ago and felt reassured that he had control of the sexual abuse situation. At that meeting, Law told them he had control since 1993 when he put a new policy in place. But now it's clear that as late as 1999, and even at this year, he knows about a priest who are accused of abuse, and they're still serving or served until recently.
Well, thank you very much, Monica.
You're welcome.
Reporter Monica Brady-Meyerhoff of member station WBUR in Boston.